Chapter 11. July 25th of Year 1. During the past few days, Messenger grew a kind of dish at its stern, which will serve as both an ear and a mouth for me. It is an antenna made of a fine metal mesh, and the shape ensures its stability. The focus of its curvature is ahead of us, meaning I can use it to listen to the songs of the distant star that is our eventual destination. And Proxima Centauri is indeed singing, as I perceive the changing activities of the red dwarf. Normally, Proxima's song is full of harmonies, but every few weeks, shrill screams can be heard. Those are its flares, eruptions of stellar radiation. Due to them, scientists had long doubted there could be habitable worlds orbiting this already very old star. But then the ALMA radio telescope received the message that entered history books as the signal. Mankind had only just accepted the revolutionary fact that an intelligence that was much older than humanity, inhabited Saturn's icy moon Enceladus. Hardly 20 years after the first contact with extraterrestrial life, the signal set off a new hype, something never seen before. The astronomers had managed to decrypt the content very quickly. Worldwide media published the alien drawings, which seemed strangely clumsy but easy to recognize. They showed humanoid creatures walking on two legs, using two arms, and possessing a torso and a head. Most of all, the signal seemed to convey a message. Please help. A great danger is threatening us. The call for help came from Proxima B. This rocky planet, whose existence had been known for a long time, orbits the star Proxima Centauri. The message seemed to hit a nerve with most people on Earth. While astronomers could not be certain whether the signal was specifically directed at us, or if it had been broadcast at random into space, many people nevertheless felt it spoke to them. While annual catastrophic floods in Bangladesh barely made the news anymore, the unknown extraterrestrials took center stage. An international organization was founded and given an enormous budget. Its task was to explore the possibility of a rescue mission. Experts had realized from the very start that a manned flight to a star 4 light-years distant was completely beyond mankind's technical capabilities, no matter how much money was invested. However, at least a part of the budget which had so surprisingly appeared could be invested in sensible space research within the solar system. For research purposes, spaceships flew all the way to Neptune, and for a while, the scientific community was happy. Only one man, a Russian billionaire, did not want to accept that a visit to Proxima B would take 200 years or more. Nikolai Shostakovich had made his fortune in IT and spaceflight technology. At first, he tried to bring in other private investors, but then he recognized the advantages of independent mission planning. He would not have to deal with ethical concerns raised by his peers, or even governments, against decisions he considered sensible. Would they have allowed him to modify Adam and Eve's genetic material, for one example? But this was the best decision, because they would have to explore a strange world all on their own. Would the world have accepted sending two persons on a voyage with no possibility of return? Persons who could not consciously agree to this? It was very unlikely. And would the mission have received an AI like me, one which, or who, originated from a biological consciousness? More than likely not, especially if people ever found out about my existence. That aspect is still puzzling to me. How did I end up on Messenger? I hope the Creator will reveal it to me at some point. I have decided to ignore this issue until then. I concentrate on the signal streaming into my mind via the new antenna. There is a crackling noise, reminiscent of electrons knocking other electrons from their nuclear shells. Then another image replaces it. Thick raindrops pattering on a skylight. I watch them burst as Francesca lies next to me, sleeping soundly. She has pushed her blanket aside, and I can see her breasts. The image is obviously fake. I know I never spent time with her on Earth. I met her aboard a spaceship. We loved each other, but we never slept together under a skylight with rain falling on it. Didn't I think just a few weeks ago that my memories could not play such tricks on me? I look for further clues in the antenna input. A part of these vibrations comes from deep inside the star. I can hear its heartbeat, so to speak, and Proxima Centauri has a strong heart. The star will live a long life, because it thriftily uses its limited fuel. Gradually, we should learn how to predict the flares. I will be able to warn Adam and Eve, so they can move to a safe area in time. However, I am not surprised that I cannot hear the most important thing. The signal fell silent half a year before our launch. For several years, Proxima B sent the message in an endless loop. Please help us, please help us, please help us. And then it ended. There was only one possible interpretation for this cessation. There is no one left to transmit the message, or the sender has been destroyed, both of which essentially mean the same thing. For one last time, all the experts debated, and then the media returned happily to reporting marriages and deaths, instead of strange messages whose true implications no one seemed to understand. Nikolai Shostakovich, the creator, was glad. This meant less attention would be paid to his private project, as well as giving him a good excuse to revive the 2-decades-old Starshot project. "Shouldn't we at least check what happened?" he asked. Everyone could follow this argument. So just like in the 2060s, a giant laser was used to accelerate a fleet of tiny spaceships on a journey, supposedly to send images back to him 25 years later. Shostakovich increased the power of the laser tenfold, hoping to receive faster answers. Mankind never found out that among the 20 miniature spaceships, there was a very special model, Messenger. Adam and Eve will explore the first planet outside the solar system without the public on Earth ever knowing anything about them.